Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Teresa Hensley and Glenna Thompson. And good morning to you, Teresa.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Glenna.
Good morning, LaVon. Thank you.
Yes, and we're going to talk about SCORE and some related activities. So, Teresa, I'm guessing there's some people who don't know what SCORE means.
Exactly. SCORE means Spinal Cord Organization for Research and Enrichment. We were established in 2004. Over the years, we have had several events, including walks, horse rides, poker runs, wheelchair basketball games, and the last 6 years, we've had our annual golf tournament. With those events, we have raised around $150,000.
And so the important thing, people go, and what's that money used for?
Exactly. We have given nationally to research, which is always a big part of spinal cord injuries. And locally, though, we'd like to give back to our community. And so we have a application process, and we have given people, we have helped people remodel their homes, bathrooms. We have helped with a swing lift in the back of a pickup, a van lift. Automatic doors is a big thing for people in their homes. So they can be more independent. They can come and go as they please. Mm-hmm. So, and we also have financial assistance for people going to school. If somebody's going into the nursing career or physical or occupational therapy, we can help them too.
Lots of ways that you are giving back. You know, somebody says, well, I didn't know that. How do I find out more about it, or where do I apply? Do they talk to you, Teresa?
They can give me a call. They can give Glenna Thompson a call. We have a Facebook page. They can go to that. There's a lot of people in the community that they can ask.
And in general, I'm guessing there's a website just for general information.
Yes, nationally, you know, you can look up spinal cord injuries and find out any type of information on that. Our big thing here locally we like to promote is awareness and education. Mm-hmm. When we did our wheelchair basketball games, it was a big awareness to people. We had a professional wheelchair team come in, and they played against able-bodied people. Jim Field was actually one of them. He can attest to that. And what they did is they just sat in a regular manual wheelchair and played against them, and they realized how difficult it is not to try and put your feet down on the court. You know, you have to dribble while you're rolling the wheelchair along and try to make a basket without pushing off with your legs. So that was a big awareness, and it just also showed people that you can have fun and be competitive, you know, even with a disability.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is, and this person was in the wheelchair, but I'm thinking the Olympics with the man with the prosthesis raised more awareness of possibilities that your life doesn't have to just quit doing what you did before.
Exactly. I mean, you can live as normal life as you want to. Okay. And we're here, SCORE is here to try and help you do that. Okay. With education also.
Okay, education awareness. Now, Glenna, you've been working on this, I know, in a lot of different ways, as Teresa said, but I understand you've been doing some kind of survey.
Yes, thank you, LaVon. We thought that probably the best way to help raise awareness was maybe to do a survey for the people in the communities to just see how they felt about the possible barriers in our businesses in our area. And so we did a very non-scientific study, and we did Survey Monkey on Facebook and had a small response, but I think it was very good look at the overview of what it was. So it was only 8 questions, and we asked them where they did their shopping and if they had a physical disability or if they knew someone that did, and what were their challenges and some characteristics that they felt were unfriendly and characteristics that they felt were friendly for businesses, and how they felt they were treated when they went into businesses. And
so the people you were reaching with this survey were kind of general public locally, not necessarily the businesses themselves at this point.
Exactly. Ultimately, this idea came about as maybe recognizing businesses that really do step up to the plate and meet the criteria for a true physically disabled ADA requirement a business. But we've got some few steps to take before we get there.
So we want to know, what did you find out from these folks who answered your survey?
Well, as I said, it was a small sampling, so we had 69 people respond, and the majority of them were from Atlantic, Council Bluffs, Des Moines, Omaha. That's where they indicated that they did their shopping and their business purchases. And the majority of them were someone that knew someone that had a physical disability, but some of them also were disabled themselves. Some challenges that they found in public places. First priority was difficulty opening doors. Steps was another one. Inadequate space to move about. And this project isn't particularly for people just in wheelchairs. Those folks in the radio land that know us, Teresa and I come from a little different perspective. Teresa being in the chair herself, I being the spouse and caregiver of someone in a chair, and how these barriers can affect us. The third one was inadequate space to move about, restroom challenges, parking, ramp too steep. So I think that was some of the things that people really pointed out.
As people are listening, I'm thinking that they hopefully are thinking about the places they go where, yeah, you can push that button and the door will open, but they maybe don't think beyond that, like space to move around, restrooms especially, I could think be a big challenge for in a lot of businesses that we go into. That wasn't part of their planning, and so the space is very small.
Exactly, and real estate is costly, and we know what cost is to a business for that. But we like to think that, maybe those of us that are with loved ones that are in a chair, we could bring a large group to a restaurant or, we have money to spend and we want to go buy presents and yeah, we can't get there because of these challenges. Uh-huh. And so just to bring awareness and a little more space and overcome our challenges.
Okay, did you kind of cover everything there, or just the top ones? Any kind of unusual one, replies that you received from folks?
I think another thing that we're trying real hard to do, and we are trying to bring awareness of people that park in the wrong place. If you are one that has to use a van, you don't need just space for the van. You need space for the individual to exit the van, and most vans are on the side, and you need plenty of room for the ramp to come down, and you need room then for the individual to exit the ramp. And if you get into a spot and someone pulls up beside you, if you're the driver, you're stuck. If you are the passenger, the driver will have to back up, and then you're in the line of traffic and causing a safety issue. So that's the biggest thing that we find.
Okay. Teresa, you're shaking your head. I'm thinking you've had that experience more than once.
Yes. Very often, because like Glenna said, you pull up to a parking spot and those lines on the side are meant there for a reason. They mean don't park there, because I have had so many times where I come out of a store and I can't get into my van and I'm a driver. So I either have to wait, go back into the store, call the cops, do something so I can just get into my van and leave.
It's one thing not to be able to get out, but then when you want to get back in and somebody's parked there, well, I guess I'm sure that has more than once upset your day and your plans.
Yes, it's just frustrating because, 30 people think, okay, I'm just going to run in here. I'll just be in here a minute. Well, that's too long. A minute is just too long.
Okay, so we all kind of need to think a little more, but when we aren't faced with those challenges, it's real easy not to think.
Exactly. Yeah, it's you just take it for granted and you don't know what an imposition it is on individuals. Uh-huh.
So now one of the things you mentioned were the doors, and like I say, we're seeing many more of those that have the door openers. Now, one of the things that's going on in Atlantic are the curb cuts. I don't know if you've been noticing all the work on the curb cuts, so we have to kind of say a positive thing there. Teresa, that certainly has to help if you're out and about to have a curb cut instead of having to go up and down a curb.
Yes, definitely. And that they have improved that immensely here in town. And curb cuts are a major thing, especially with the wheelchair, especially where parking is concerned. Because if you have a handicapped parking spot and you have to go a block or two to find a curb cut, that's frustrating too. But no, it has been very helpful.
Okay, so I think we have to give kudos for that happening. And actually, some of the money for that came from a special grant after a project called iWalk was done here in Atlantic. So sometimes we can see some progress. Glenna, are there things, now you said you're doing the survey, hoping to raise awareness. What suggestions would you give to some businesses that maybe need to up their thinking about entry and exit from their business?
Well, I'll just back up a little bit. Teresa and I did speak with the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce director a couple years ago just to kind of get the project started, and she was on board with us at that time. We've since changed leadership, but I believe that probably the chamber is still with us. But just be aware that it's not only people in wheelchairs that they need to think of. The baby boomers are coming. Our knees and hips are hurting, and the people that are needing walkers and canes, think of those folks as well. And I know that a lot of the older buildings and businesses have been grandfathered in, but just put yourself in their shoes and see how we can make this a better community.
Maybe there are things to do that we haven't even thought of, so taking a second look is really important. We want to thank you very much, Teresa Hensley and Glenna Thompson, for kind of raising our awareness and visiting with us about SCORE. And until next time, here's a thought. Be yourself. Everyone else is taken.